Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when a teenage babysitter agreed to watch a little boy, she expected an easy night of snacks and bedtime stories. Not a front row seat to a nightmare.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could do that. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gorton, how's everything?
Well, good. I was thinking about this babysitting and it turning into a nightmare. And I have to say, the funny thing about me is it was the opposite. I would sit at somebody's house and dread going home.
Oh, because of our house, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I knew I was going to have to walk through that dark house.
You know, I never babysat when we lived in that house. But when we moved, I babysat in the next town we lived in. And one time I babysitted for this guy and this couple and their kid, it was like freaking Exorcist. It was like,
what?
I felt like it was out of some kind of creepy movie.
What are you talking about?
So the kid like went to the kitchen at one point and got a knife and came back out and it points a knife at me. And I remember the kid goes, I'm going to murder you to death. And I remember thinking, murder me to death.
Like, oh my.
If you murder
gosh.
Me, that is to death.
Are you kidding me?
And then, went in the bedroom and was making some weird noises. So I went in the bedroom to see what he was doing. The kid was probably 4 or 5. And now looking back on it, I really do think the kid had been abused in some way, which is why he's doing this. But
right.
Then the kid is making this weird noise. So I go in to check on him. He was taking a dump in the corner of his parents' bedroom.
What?
The whole night was like that. And I was like, I never babysat for that kid again because I'm
well,
like,
yeah,
this is terrifying. Like this kid and like came out at one point with an extension cord that wasn't plugged in and he was going to kill me somehow with the extension cord. And
oh my God,
it was the creepiest babysitting experience ever.
Oh,
like so creepy.
You're so, right. That
yeah.
does feel really...
So babysitting like, is kind of traumatizing, really. And then, you know, then back well, then, especially, the parents would come home all shit-faced drunk.
That, and, you know, the other thing I would run into is 3 or 4 couples would go together so that they wouldn't have to all pay for the babysitter, right? And so they would dump, like, 6 kids on me, or 8.
Yeah, that happened to me one night. I made off like a bandit. Because they came in and they're like each paying me for their kid. And I ended up making like $100. I had never had that much money in my entire life.
Oh my Lord.
Because they were all so drunk and I didn't tell them that anybody else had paid me. I just kept taking their money.
I don't remember because getting that well paid. But I just remember it more being the opposite. Like they were kind of being sneaky by just thinking we'll all use the same babysitter and it won't cost so much.
Well, and it was the Messamore family. Had a lot of people, a lot of kids in that family who had a lot of kids. So I was watching like 10 or 12 kids as like a 13-year-old.
They're all great people. So I can see them paying.
Yeah. So they're just like, here, we feel bad. We showed up late and here, take all this money. Okay. I will. But the other one, the creepy kid, like
so
out of a movie,
crazy.
it was really bothersome.
Wow.
And this one is a super, super, super creepy babysitting story.
Okay.
So it says, when I was 15, I started babysitting to earn a little extra money. Most jobs were normal, games, snacks, bedtime routines, nothing unusual. But one night still haunts me to this day. I got a call from a couple who needed someone to watch their 5-year-old son, Tito. They seemed friendly enough when I arrived at the house, and just as they were heading out the door, the dad said, oh, by the way, Tito has a few imaginary friends. He talks to them sometimes at night. Don't let it freak you out. No problem, I said, even though imaginary friends kind of give me the creeps. So once I left, I made Tito dinner. We played some board games. He was a really sweet, quiet kid, very polite, maybe a little too mature for his age. Around 8 o'clock, I gave him a bath, helped him into his pajamas, tucked him into bed. He smiled at me and said goodnight. I whispered the same, went back downstairs to do some homework. About an hour later, I heard him talking upstairs. Well, I thought he might be calling for me, so I went up to check on him, and his room was dimly lit by a nightlight, and as I pushed the door open, I froze. He was sitting upright in bed, his head tilted slightly, staring at the open closet. Bom, bom, bom. He was murmuring something, and I couldn't quite make out the words. So I stepped into his room, and I said, "Tito, who are you talking to?" And without looking at me, he said, "The man with the red face." "The man with the red face?" I asked, trying to not sound scared. He nodded. He makes funny faces sometimes. So I walked to the closet and looked inside. Very brave, I might add. There were just clothes, shoes, the usual stuff in a closet. But something didn't feel right. And I said, "What does he look like?" His face kind of twisted and his mouth opening wide like he was choking and his hands were clutching his throat. I slammed the closet door shut and I backed away. My heart was pounding. And Tito began screaming, "Go away, get out." He wasn't looking at the closet anymore. He was looking at me. "Tito, calm down," I said. "Who are you talking to?" "The woman." "What woman?" So he buried his face in the blanket and said, "She always comes when the man does. She doesn't like him." And I said, "Well, does she have a red face too?" And he said, "No, she doesn't have a face at all." So I said, "Where is she?" He glanced up at the ceiling, and then he said, "She's crawling on the ceiling like a spider." This is way worse than the kid I babysat. So I looked up, but I didn't see anything, just a ceiling fan. And I looked at Tito, and just like that, he laid down and closed his eyes. I stood in his room for a little bit, too afraid to move, and I finally forced myself to go back downstairs, but I didn't do any more homework. I just sat on the couch, shaking, staring at the wall, waiting for his parents to come home. When they finally got home around midnight, I must have looked pale as a ghost, and Mom asked if everything had gone okay, and I said, "Yeah, he was great, no problems at all." The dad offered to drive me home, and I almost said no. But I didn't want to be, because I didn't want to be near either of them, but I also didn't want to walk home alone in the dark. So the next morning, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was seriously wrong with that house. So I did what anyone would do, and I Googled it. Apparently, years ago, the house had belonged to a family. There was a father, mother, and two young kids. The story goes that the father discovered his wife was having an affair. One night, he lost control. I don't want to go into what it said he did because it's really gross, but he killed her. Then he turned on his children, and I will also skip the description. He killed them too. When the horror of what he had done hit him, he went upstairs to the closet, which was Tito's closet, and he hung himself. To say the scene was gruesome would be an understatement. They said first responders had to take turns stepping outside to vomit, and the house sat empty for years before being renovated and sold. Then, when I read that, everything made sense. The man with the red face, choking and gasping for air, he was reliving his final moments. And the woman, the one with no face, maybe what Tito saw was his mother disfigured, crawling across the ceiling, still trying to escape her husband. I never babysat for them again. A few months later, I heard the family who bought it had moved out, and no one has moved in after that. Last I checked, the house still sits empty. Thanks for everything you do, Emily. That's interesting.
Well, that's more than interesting.
That you would have Googled
that
and found that.
That is frightening.
Mm. Like,
oh my gosh.
Shit. I would, like, I don't even know what I would do with all that information.
Well, what would be the most scary thing to you? I'll bet it's the same thing to me.
That there's somebody in the closet.
No, mine is a woman crawling across the ceiling.
But that's what's interesting because she didn't see it, but he just said it. And I'm like, that's what's horrible if this poor kid is living like that every day.
I know. Could you imagine? Like, I really think that something crawling is creepy, you know? And the idea of a woman crawling up on the ceiling is absolutely horrifying to me.
Oh, God, like, yeah.
Yeah, of course, the red-faced man in the closet, that's scary, too. But, God, this faceless woman crawling across the ceiling?
Yeah. And, you know, it's once again, it's that whole thing where the people, the parents, they don't believe the kid. They just dismiss it as imaginary friend.
Do you think they did, or they just said that so to the babysitter so she wouldn't flip out? Because they ended up moving out and it sat empty.
But it's the way the dad, wasn't it? The dad kind of said it like, you know, hey, don't freak out. Oh, by the way, Tito has a few imaginary friends. He talks to them sometimes at night. Don't let it freak you out.
I can't help but feel like they knew.
Oh.
And they were just, you know, they probably had a hard time getting babysitters, certainly keeping them after they had one. And so he's just like, oh, it's just imaginary friends. Don't worry about it.
Because the way I thought about it was like, these parents just are like dismissing that whatever the kid's telling it, them.
Possible, but, you know, if they at all talk to this child, he had no problem just telling the babysitter it's a man, you know, the red-faced man or the woman without a face. Or there might even been other instances where children showed up, right? I personally have the suspicion that the parents knew something was going on. They ended up moving out, you know.
Well, don't you suppose they were having weird experiences too?
I would think so. It might have taken a while for it to start with them. You know, children are very intuitive. Right off the bat, it might have been happening with Tito, but I will bet you the parents at least started eventually having some things themselves and then ended up just leaving.
Because she picked up on it, Emily. Emily picked up on it, you know, right away. She's like, she's getting creeped out immediately. And the parents would have been experiencing that night after night with the kid in the room. So, yeah, I would think they had to have known something.
I think they knew something. I really do. And it was just the way the dad could put the babysitter's mind at ease. Don't worry about it. You might hear something, but don't worry. You know, it's just his imaginary friends kind of thing. When they, you know, and then they went out the door. I think they knew.
Creepy. Oh, Emily, I'd say so sorry. Emily's babysitting experience trumps mine.
Oh, I don't know. A poop in the corner is a little.
I know that I had to clean it up because I'm responsible for this kid.
Oh,
I can't have
so
the parents come home
that.
And say, "Okay, your kid took a dump there, and I just left it for you." So I cleaned it up, but I did like I think I put a towel over the area because I didn't have anything to clean the carpet with, and I was like, "Okay, so whatever his name was." Took a dump there and you're gonna need to clean it up. You did the best I could.
I'll bet you didn't say dump. I'll bet you said he had a number two.
Yeah, number two. I know I didn't say shit because I was probably only 12. And well, who leaves their kid with a 12-year-old?
I
might have
been
13. But
I babysat from, I would say I was maybe 10 or 11 when I started babysitting.
I remember one summer our mother got me a job babysitting 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Right?
Like, I was babysitting 40 hours a week and I was 12 or 13 because we were living in the projects then. And it was like...
Our mom was good at that.
It's like, oh, you need a babysitter? I've got an extra kid who doesn't want to play all
She's
summer
not
long.
Old enough to legally work, so she can go to babysit. The two older ones They could start working when they're 14. Yeah. So they're cleaning rooms at the Ramada.
But that one, my middle one, she can watch your kid all summer. Oh, my God. And the woman was as absolute, like she was the worst housekeeper I've ever seen. It wasn't a hoard. It was just like trash everywhere. Moldy baby bottles and
oh,
shit.
Oh, God.
The smell. Oh, my God. Okay, well, enough about babysitting. Let's go on to this. I'm just traumatizing myself.
Oh, my God.
Here's a caller.
My name is Jamie, and I'm from New York City. I wanted to get your opinion on something. Recently, I've been starting to think that I have some slight sensitivity. Over the years, I've gotten feelings of people watching me and no one being there. I once in Israel, in a place that I later found out is haunted, felt someone tap me on the shoulder and no one was behind me. A few years ago, after my uncle passed away, I saw him sitting in his apartment. I blinked and he was gone. And then I at times got the feeling that he was there or someone was there at least, even when I was alone. Last few years, I would see little glimpses of shadows out the corner of my eye, even in broad daylight. There have been times where I'll walk down the hallway of my apartment building and feel like I see a face watching me from around the corner. And just as I come into view of it, it ducks behind the corner and then nobody's there. I did some research on sensitivity and found out that it could be genetic. My dad told me that when he was in his 20s, he got hit head on by a car in New York City. And if you've ever been to New York City, you know that the streets can be very wide. He had been in pre-med in college and a medic in the army for several years. He, to this day, 40 years after the accident, cannot figure out how he ended up on the other side of this wide New York City street, and he cannot figure out, even with all his training, how he wasn't way more, was well enough to get up and walk home a few blocks. I'm wondering if maybe he had a guardian angel that saved him, because he did have grandparents and several aunts and uncles who disappeared in Europe during the Holocaust. He thinks, and I think, that maybe he had somebody watching over him. Maybe one of them saved him, and maybe my sensitivity could come from him. I don't know. I do think my mom watches over me, who passed away when I was a kid. I'd like to know what you think. I've been a listener for a long time, and I hope to hear this on your show. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Oh, bless her heart. Like, she lost her mom. Don't you think? Because I felt like that with our dad before, that there's times I just feel like he's just kind of watching over me, and I don't know how to describe it other than that.
Yeah, I think there's no question her mom is there. I'm not sure all of these activities that are going on are mom related.
I don't think so. No. But I do believe that her mom watches over her.
But I think she's right. I think she's sensitive, maybe developing it along the way. It's kind of started recently for some reason or another. But she had quite a few. She mentioned feeling like maybe somebody was watching her, like somebody touched her. I had that happen to me the other day. I went to, there's some sliding glass doors in the back of the house that open to the back patio area. And I went to let the dogs out and I opened the door. It's a beautiful day. And I was just kind of standing there for a second looking out. And I felt my son touch me on the shoulder, which is not unusual for him to walk up and put his hand on my shoulder or something. And I turned around and said, "Hey, Chris," and nobody was standing there.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, and so this idea that she said, you know, I felt somebody touch me. I'm like, That's, you know, I had that recently too, where you just, to the point, I thought I knew who it was and everything, and turned around to start talking to him and nobody was there. Saw an apparition, saw the uncle. Right?
Yeah.
And then was gone. So there's, she actually, I think it seems pretty sensitive. Like there's a lot of activity. What do you think about the idea of her dad being sensitive too, or at least has had an experience that he questions what happened?
Well, really often we've heard tons of stories of people will say, I come from a long line of sensitives or a long line of people with, you know, some kind of abilities. And I do kind of think that might be something that's passed down a lot of times. Yeah. So I could definitely see her getting some of that from her dad.
Or do you think, I think passed down, or let me throw another thing out, that you've been given permission to say, to talk about it, to be interested in it, to, you know, instead of people going, oh, that's just stupid, there's no such thing as ghosts or whatever. But parents that are also are sensitive allow other people around them that same, you know, courtesy, that instead of just turning around and saying that's dumb, that they're actually responsive.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's kind of, maybe it's kind of twofold.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, but I think that's interesting, especially that story with her dad. My God.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I 100% believe somebody intervened and helped him. And I, by somebody, I should say somebody who's passed on in this, into the spirit world. I don't think it was an actual person. I think that something stepped in and helped him.
I agree.
And stories like that, I find so fascinating. That those stories that it's like, I can't explain how that happened, but it did. And, you know, I might not even be here today.
And it reminds me of our relationship with our dad, because he was very open to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I always felt more comfortable talking to him about it than like my mom.
She
would just
never
go, oh, you kids, you know, you're just, you know.
It, well, whereas but my our dad mom, no would matter, go, yeah. But mom, no matter what, it was like, oh, you kids.
Yeah, dad would, if I told him something, I felt like believed me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
So I just think that's a very interesting story.
I do too.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear about it, because we love them so much. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.